Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast. I'm Harrison Wynn. We're presented by Breckenridge Brewery. Make sure to pick up some Breck Brew for this weekend. If you're local, stop into the DNVR bar. Tons of stuff going on this weekend. Nuggets, Pelicans, that'll be shown at the bar tonight. Yeah. Sure, it's going to be a great Friday night crowd.
Yeah.
You can pick up a Christmas ale, beer of the month, here at the DNVR bar, $6 all month.
Seasonal.
If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out their beer locator. Breckbrew.com. Just hit the zip code. Hit your zip code. Shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery. My guest on today is the Denver Sports Podcast, Andre Simone.
Hell yeah.
I dragged him out of the NFL film room give me some takes on some draft quarterbacks. So thanks for coming on, man.
It's my season. If the Broncos ever find a quarterback, I don't know what I'll do. You know, I won't be able to speculate wildly on all these college guys. You guys just won't care anymore, but...
I went up to the office yesterday to ask you to come on the show, and I pop into your office, and you had some EuroLeague game up.
I did.
It was like grainy footage. I don't even know where you found this stream. It was like a red and white court. I'm like, this guy's just so deep in the scouting game. I hope he has time to come on my show tomorrow.
So true. I just love ball, man. I don't know. Watching lower levels makes me really appreciate the higher levels that you guys all have the joy of covering. I think when you watch too much NFL, NBA, NHL, it's almost lost on you like how insanely skilled these guys have to be for these kinds of offenses to work. So I humble myself with some EuroLeague, some college.
I'm glad you haven't lost the love for watching those levels of play.
Never.
Because I certainly have.
It's sad when it comes to NBA
and the sport I cover, basketball.
I've been spoiled.
I rarely watch college anymore.
It's true.
Until the tournament.
Which?
I'll catch a marquee, you know, McDonald's All-American high school type event from time to time when that's broadcasted on a channel that I get. But the better the Nuggets have gotten, the more I've dove into the NBA, the less I focus on scouting. So we're very thankful for you and your services here at DNVR.
Well, thanks, Harrison. That means a lot. I appreciate it. I'm glad I get to pop on since you've started hosting the show. This is exciting for me.
I wanted to have Andre on to talk about quarterbacks. It's one of your specialties. And the Broncos, I think, are potentially going to select a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not buying that Russell Wilson is coming back. I think it's a cute ordeal that Sean Payton and George Payton are trying to pull on everybody. It's working. But I don't think Russell Wilson's coming back. I don't think there's a chance he wants to come back. I think this is just going to end with him asking for his release. Do you don't think he's coming back, do you? Or do you think he might?
So I think they are in a spot where hunting, like, the one piece that fixes everything is probably not where this team is at right now. And they maybe should take a step back. Maybe instead of moving up and going all in on a quarterback, maybe moving down, trying to acquire extra assets in the draft, trying to acquire draft picks next year is the move to go. And that more long-term vision, that more long-term build could include maybe hanging on to Russell Wilson for another year or so, maybe a restructure, what have you. That said, I don't get the feeling that's the kind of patient approach this franchise is going to have at all.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a patient approach, I think they they're like very ready to move on from Russell Wilson.
And particularly Sean Payton, because it's very clear Sean Payton is running the entire operation.
Yeah, no doubt. The second you traded a couple picks for Sean Payton, that was the deal. That's what you signed up for.
Yeah. I mean, the second that it came out that George Payton's job was safe, I mean, where did that report come from? Obviously, Sean Payton. Uh-huh. So it's clear that he's calling the shots.
Yeah, he's running the show over there.
And
for sure.
I mean, I feel like he's probably a little intrigued by the possibility of just getting his own guy. Maybe it's Jared Stidham, but maybe it's his own guy in the draft and molding that guy and building that way.
Yeah, but I think we'll see. Onto something. And it's a deep quarterback class.
Yeah.
And you're at 12th overall, so you're within sniffing distance at least of being able to get one of those guys. If not one, just dropping in your lap altogether.
Yeah. So we want to talk about the top five quarterbacks in this draft.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix.
Yes.
Is that the order that you have them ranked in?
Yes, and I think that's kind of the consensus, but there's more Daniels over May talk. There's how people feel about Penix is a little up in the air. And then we got to see, just fresh off a national championship, will J.J. McCarthy declare the Michigan quarterback? I think he's kind of the last one out there. Shedeur Sanders definitely seems to be coming back. Quinn Ewers, the Texas quarterback, seems to be coming back. Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, seems to be coming back. Mm-hmm. So McCarthy, the last one to kind of decide, is he to be counted in this class, or are we running him back for next year? Usually when you accomplish everything you set out to achieve, you declare, but his stock's a little up in the air. But
maybe
he is a bit of a wild card.
What John Harbaugh does.
Yeah, exactly. What Jim does, yes. That's going to be very interesting as well. Yeah, the carousels are picking up in the football world. It's we're in full off-season mode now.
For sure. So let's start at the top, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I want to go through these five, and I want you to just give what is this guy's best attribute? What is his biggest strength? So starting at the top, Caleb Williams, projected number one. He's been projected number one for like 2+ years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is Caleb Williams' biggest strength?
It's the ability to throw on the move. It's the ability to make plays above the X's and O's.
Okay.
It's that improvisation. Mahomes has really changed the game in how we evaluate quarterbacks, and Caleb Williams fits that mold as well as any prospect we have seen since Mahomes has taken over the NFL. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the Mahomes comps? Because it's an easy, like potentially lazy comp, but you watch him. And I mean, I watched him on TV. I watched him live when USC played CU.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. So where do you fall on? Is that like an actual comp, or is it more of like a style thing?
I think, and you know this, there are some comps that are so ambitious and so unique stylistically that you almost shy away from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a draft Twitter community, we were really good about not doing that with Mahomes for a little while.
Right.
And then this guy came
is
around.
So good that he's off limits to comp anybody to.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then Caleb Williams comes around, and I think we were all like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And then by halfway through that first season at USC, his Heisman-winning campaign, it was just like, oh my, like it's strike. I was telling Jake at some point this year, to me, if you showed me like black and white footage and were able to kind of take the helmet logos off and you showed me Mahomes from Texas Tech and Caleb Williams from USC, and you told me which one of these is Patrick Mahomes in college, I think I would incorrectly guess that Caleb Williams was Mahomes in college. Like, he might look more like Mahomes to me than Mahomes look like Mahomes.
Wow.
So
it's very real.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
It's just one guy's opinion, you know.
Number two, Drake May.
Yeah.
This is the guy I know least about.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these five, out of Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, I know the least amount about Drake May. I feel like the casual fan knows the least about Drake May. What's mm-hmm. his biggest strength in your mind?
Gosh, this is a tricky one. Can I cheat by saying his biggest strength is that he's the guy that checks off the most boxes? Is that allowed?
You can, but your hesitation is moving him down my board in real time.
Of those boxes, his greatest strength might just be his pocket passing.
Okay.
But again, I think if I say that, and you know, we talk about all these other guys who have some athleticism and off-script stuff, you're going to think he's kind of a boring, like, stiff. This guy has over 1,000 rushing yards combined the last two seasons in the ACC. He's a guy who reminds me of Andrew Luck. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. Very good out of the pocket. Very accurate. Strong arm. But, you know, nowadays in college, it's hard to see those guys who are really comfortable just being in the pocket, making reads, and delivering it on time with the appropriate, you know, arm strength and squeezing it into the right windows. So I would say that's his greatest strength.
Has the statute of limitations on Andrew Luck comparisons like Patrick Mahomes passed?
It kind of has, but we can start comping quarterbacks to Andrew Luck again. I think people are skittish by that comp because Andrew Luck was such a high-end prospect, you know? Yeah. And Drake May's not even considered the top guy in his class. Well, he's not considered because this other guy's really that damn good. Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that hasn't been made more. It's striking to me how much he reminds me of Andrew Luck in some ways.
Okay. Jaden Daniels, Heisman Trophy winner, LSU.
Oh, gosh.
His biggest strength, his biggest attribute in your mind.
It's the ability to generate big plays, Harrison, whether it's the deep ball with just crazy accuracy sometimes, or if it's with his feet, the way he runs away from guys and can just break off big runs. His ability to generate big plays is what won him the Heisman. First guy since Lamar Jackson to win the Heisman despite playing for a team that wasn't really in the national championship conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's because no matter who the opponent was this season, he was making just big play after big play.
Why isn't he like the consensus number two guy? I mean, he had this monster season, ridiculous numbers. I mean, that's why he won the Heisman. His numbers were so ridiculous.
Out of this world.
Dual threat.
Yeah.
Size, speed.
Yes.
Well, how is he not the consensus number two?
Few different concerns. Biggest and most relevant for me, the size on paper looks amazing. 6'4", 215 for recent standards of, you know, we've sacrificed a lot on size for quarterbacks in the NFL recently. That dude's big on paper.
Yeah.
You watch him, though, he's slender. And I worry as a runner that he could get banged up. And we've seen that at points in his career, including getting knocked out of the second half in the Alabama game. Probably his most noteworthy performance.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
There's a little bit of, you know, is he a system quarterback concern? He had some amazing wide receivers and a great play caller at LSU. And there's a bit of this when he was at Arizona State inconsistency stink to him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, all that's to say, in some ways, we just haven't adjusted our evaluations yet. And many people now feel he's kind of a consensus top three pick.
Yeah.
So he's kind of played his way out of the Broncos' reach, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the him over Drake May conversation is picking up as we speak.
Yeah, that's my prediction for the draft. I think that's going to be like the biggest point of conversation in the top couple. And I wouldn't be surprised if he eventually jumps Drake May.
Well, as you know, the draft is a potential, it's an upside game, right? It's not about what you are now, it's projecting. And once you start to really think like, geez, you know, add up all the tools and that big play explosiveness he has, you're gonna get really excited about Jaden Daniels and what he could be.
Yeah. When you look at the top three, it's likely going to be quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Chicago, yeah. Washington, New England.
Yep.
All three of those teams want a quarterback.
Yes.
Well, whoever jumps up to the Chicago spot is going to take one there.
Yeah, assuming the Bears actually trade out of there. We'll see.
Do you think they should trade out of there?
No, I don't. I think in the end, you just take Caleb Williams and trade Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do.
I do, too.
I think Fields is in the next tier of quarterbacks we're about to talk about.
Yeah. Let's hit a break real quick, and we will get to those right after this. We know hockey games move fast with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. You can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week on DraftKings, new customers, you can bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So if you haven't signed up with DraftKings, download the app, code DNVR. You got to use that code and bet $5 on an NHL game. Throw some money down on the Avs. Probably going to win. Avs are rolling right now.
Yeah, they're feeling it.
Get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problems with gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after assurance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Also, guys, if you're on the run every day, if you don't have time to cook, Factor Meal Kits is the best way to help you out. They got 35 meals to choose from, including options that fit every diet: keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, plus over 55 weekly add-ons. And Factor meals, they don't taste like a store-bought microwave meal. These are deluxe meals that taste fresh, made with the best ingredients, and like they fill you up. They're great tasting. You don't feel like crap after you eat it. And you store it in your fridge, put in your microwave. 2 minutes later, boom, it's good to go. Nice. So it's perfect for people on the run. You can change up your orders on the fly. You can plan for 4 to 18 meals per week. If I was single, I would eat Factor meals
every day. That's all you would eat, yeah.
I'm pretty certain of that.
As a married man, though, convenient from time to time as well.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
The wife's out of town. You know, I'm not going to cook. Like, let's face it.
that's a time off from cooking when the wife's out of town. That's for sure.
If I had Factor in my past life, that would have been awesome.
Oh,
You go to factormeals.com/DNVR50, get 50% off your order. 50% off your order.
Crazy.
You're going to be saving money on food by eating a great tasting Factor meal. 50% off your order with code DNVR50 at factormeals.com. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, my guest this week is Andre Simone, our draft expert here at DNVR. Let's get to these last couple quarterbacks.
Yep.
And then I'm going to be throwing a bunch of superlatives at you.
Love it.
And you're going to have to tell me which quarterback fits that superlative. I can't wait for that. But first, though, we got to get through these five. Yep. Michael Penix Jr., the fourth quarterback on your board, a guy that everybody was a lot more excited about before the national title game.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love seeing the overreactions on that. You're in this draft game long enough, you know that bad games happen, and they don't mean that the guy's going to stink. I remember watching Justin Herbert and Oregon take on Josh Allen at Wyoming. Josh Allen played terrible. Everyone was like, oh, Herbert's the better prospect, stuff like that. You know, they were in different classes. Yeah. The overreactions are endless. I remember Jared Goff throwing a 5-interception game. I remember people saying CJ Stroud stunk because he couldn't beat Michigan. You know, like
I remember people saying CJ Stroud sucked after like week one.
Yep.
Didn't he have a bad week one?
I can't remember. So, you know, we're quick to judge. Definitely biggest stage did not play his best. That's Penix. And yeah, that's disappointing. He missed some shots he would usually make. I'd say his best trait's his ball placement.
Ball placement.
He's got a really strong arm and a really great ability to just kind of whip that thing out of there.
Yeah, I mean, people think of that throw against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the middle between multiple guys. Yep.
And he's just placing it. You know, he's anticipating that throw. He's able to throw guys open or, like, thread the needle on the tough sideline throw or that deep ball where he can just fit it in a bucket where it's almost like hitting the guy in the hands. He doesn't mm-hmm. even have to. So that can be really impressive. And he's got some ability to kind of like buy just an extra half second of time to just like get his hips into the throw and pass it. It almost reminds me of like Steve Nash in his prime around the pick and roll would like know when to take that extra dribble to like buy Sean Marion that extra second to
thread the pick and comparison. Pick you and don't see pass. Many That's of those right. these days.
That's right, Harrison. I bring my A game when you
cross
ask me on.
Sport. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, that's Penix for you.
Yeah.
Do you like him? Would you be happy? Like,
I like him. Yeah.
Would you be okay with the Broncos drafting him, or would you feel like it's a bit of a letdown when you're thinking of the top three?
It feels like there's a drop off after the top mm-hmm. three for sure, but they're picking at 12. There's only so high you can only climb so high.
Yeah.
But I'd be cool with Penix. I love his like intangibles, man.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a great leader. Yes. I feel like he like can command a team. He's an older prospect too.
Yep. 24.
So I wouldn't be worried about him like coming in and it being too big for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be cool with Penix.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Our fifth guy here, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
His biggest strength.
Yeah, his biggest strength is probably his athleticism. It's probably more like some combination of size, athleticism, arm strength, but we'll go athleticism since the game's kind of picking one. Really good runner. Good at using his body. And I mean, athleticism isn't just running ability. It's ability to break tackles and stay on balance or like, you know, drive the pile forward on the goal line to get that touchdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what stands out. The question with Bo is going to be how high is that athletic ceiling at the NFL level?
Yeah.
Is it going to be allow him to do Jalen Hurts, Cam Newton type stuff? Is he more Brock Purdy-esque? Or are guys kind of catching up to him and he looks more like an average athlete and then all of a sudden his top trait is lessened and how does the rest of his game kind of blossom when he's not able to run around as much?
Gotcha.
So lots more question marks with Bo, I think.
Since we're on the topic of comparisons, I've heard this one.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to tell me if this is a lazy comparison uh-huh. or more accurate along the lines of the Jaden Daniels, Andrew Luck, Caleb Williams, Pat Mahomes one. Bo Nix is Drew Brees.
Whoa!
Have you not heard
oh
this
my
one?
God. That's insane! Really?
I mean, I feel like people were trying to connect the dots with Sean Payton, Drew Brees.
Holy cow.
Bo Nix, Drew Brees.
I don't see Drew Brees at all.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, to me, Bo Nix is like a true dual threat, and Drew Brees is like a operating from the pocket surgeon, like getting it out on time and quickly. So completely different genres to me.
That might be more of a... we come across this in the NBA a lot. The appearance comparisons.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's a classic.
Like if you're a 6'8".
It's a classic.
If you're a 6'8 power forward who rebounds really well and is athletic and you have dreads.
Yep.
You're Kenneth Faried.
Kenneth Faried, baby. You're going to be Kenneth Faried. It's the Kenneth Faried comp. I get it. Now I get it. Now it makes more sense. Yeah, I think you're right. It's based on appearance comp.
Are any of these guys bad fits for the Broncos, do you think? I mean, I thought about asking you if any of them or which one's the best fit for the Broncos. Obviously, yeah. You could probably go 1 through 5 and say, mm-hmm. yeah, Caleb Williams and Drake May, then maybe Jaden
right,
Daniels.
Right.
Penix Jr. Are any of these guys bad fits, though, for the Broncos? Do you look at any of them and go, I'd be very worried about how they would look in a Sean Payton system as soon as next season?
No, and I'll tell you why. I think if you think of Sean Payton as just the guy who ran that Drew Brees, especially Drew Brees towards the end of his career, offense, then yeah, you'd probably say, you know, I don't know if Bo Nix is a great fit. I don't know if Jaden Daniels is a great fit. What has me really intrigued about Sean Payton in 2023 is what he was doing towards the end of his tenure in New Orleans, which was using these athletic quarterbacks like Taysom Hill and drafting other guys like that. And you could really see him trying to experiment with a quarterback that could be a runner and really be a factor. Now, at the time, he had a veteran quarterback, so he kind of had to sub him out and sub in and run special wildcat type packages.
Yeah.
With a modern quarterback who can do both, I think Sean Payton would be very excited to expand his playbook and include more of those plays. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, no, I think all of them could be adapted and Sean Payton could kind of adapt his offense to fit one of these guys, even though stylistically they are quite different from each other.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Good to know. All right. I'm going to hit another break and then we're going to get into some superlatives.
Let's do it.
About these top five quarterbacks. If you guys need tickets to concert show sporting events, check out the Game Time app. If you're looking to go to maybe Nuggets Pelicans tonight at Ball Arena, 8 o'clock, it's going to be cold out. I wonder if tickets might be dropping later on in the day. Check out the Game Time app. Best tickets, lowest prices guaranteed on there. You can download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DNVR. You're going to get $20 off your first purchase.
It's a great deal.
Probably find a lower level ticket tonight, you know, under $100.
Yep.
For Nuggets Pelicans, chop $20 off that. That's what it would cost to go to Nuggets game tonight. Watch Nikola Jokic play Zion Williamson, maybe. Terms apply, but again, create an account, redeem code DNVR for $20 off. Concert, show, sporting events, whatever you need, Game Time has you covered. Also, shout out to Breck Brew, presenting sponsor of this podcast, the official beer of DNVR. At the bar here, we got tons of Breck Brews on tap. If you're coming down to the bar tonight, don't worry. We've got Breck Brew here. If you don't know where to get Breckenridge Brewery, check out their beer locator online, breckbrew.com. Just type in your zip code, shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery. The beer of the month here at the DNVR bar is still the Christmas Ale. Get it while it's hot. Probably not after January, and then it goes away for the whole year.
That's right. Gotta do it now.
Get it while it's hot. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, Harrison Wind, Andre Simone. If we're looking at these quarterbacks here, who has the strongest arm?
I think it is Caleb Williams. I think it's Caleb Williams. He just stands out above the rest, and you really see it when he's like off balance or running a full sprint. He can just put it on a frozen rope, like, yak up the RPMs. He's something else.
Dude, like Pat Mahomes, Caleb Williams, he has this experimentation ability to him that is impossible to teach, that you either have or you don't.
Yep.
And I can't remember like anybody else really having it like Caleb Williams in a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Even like,
and he can
like,
be turning.
Yes.
He is back to his defense, turns around, flings it 50 yards.
Because even guys like Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen, they're really good scramblers, and then they can like launch it 50 yards on the run, right?
Yeah.
But it's different. It's not, it's more of a classic, like, oh yeah, we've seen big guys, Big Ben, John Elway, scramble and like launch it. It's really like, it's that almost baseball-esque, like a shortstop making that play to first, you know, that kind of throw. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really unique. His arm's a bazooka.
It's ridiculous. Which of these quarterbacks has the best deep ball?
Best deep ball.
Is this Penix?
You know, it might be Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels?
Might be Jaden Daniels, but especially Caleb Penix and Daniels, you have like pretty special deep balls for quarterback prospects coming out of college.
Yeah. Might not be that important if Sean Payton's running the same system as he ran last year.
Yeah, it's true. And honestly,
that was a joke.
I think we fall in love with the deep ball a little too much. And, you know, that's like 2-3 plays a game. But they're the big plays.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the plays that really get the people going.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you think has who do you think is the best pocket passer of this group of five?
I think that's Drake May just slightly over Penix. Penix probably better in like navigating the pocket with his feet and kind of scrambling to pass.
Yeah.
I think Drake May a little better at just like taking that 5-step drop, planting his foot, boom, getting it out.
Do you have a comp for Drake May? I'm trying to think of one.
That's where, as much as like the Andrew Luck can be a little complicated, yeah, it's a more Andrew present Luck-ish. Day comp. Guys that size that are that comfortable in the pocket, they're kind of unicorns nowadays.
Yeah.
Like that's where it is harder to think of a more recent comp.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, there's some things that he reminds me of, like Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz as a prospect was so different. He's coming from the FCS, North Dakota State. He was much more of a runner. He wasn't nearly as polished, you know?
Yeah.
To some extent, there's a little Joe Burrow, a little Trevor Lawrence to his game. Again, these are all such high-end comps. Yeah. I'm not saying I think he's going to, you know, it's... But stylistically, that is who he reminds me of. I mean, that is the resume. It is going to stack up fairly similarly to those guys.
Right, right. What about the best decision maker of these
five? That's a good one. That's a good one. I, again, think it's a bit of a dilemma between Drake May and Penix. And I'm going to give May the slight edge. And I'll give May the slight edge also because he's younger. So for where Penix was at 22, I think maybe he's a little ahead of the game.
Yeah, Penix is 23. Drake May is turning 21 turning 22 in August.
Yeah, crazy. And by the time he's drafted, he's really young. By the time Penix is drafted, he'll be 24. Same goes for Bo Nix. Those guys are older.
How big of a high school prospect was Drake May?
That's a good question. I think he was probably like a 4-star, like well rated, but not a guy who was hyped up as like a 5-star top 3 recruits coming out of high school.
He was the 4th rated quarterback.
Okay. So, no, pretty highly rated.
Yeah.
Pretty highly rated, yeah. Mac Brown knows what he's doing.
I feel like one of the things I do like about Penix is his pocket presence and just awareness.
Yes.
And feel for the game and feel for the situation. I mean, like, the Texas game was the game I watched him the most, obviously, but, like, that dude was so comfortable the whole game.
Yeah, and you watch, like, those Oregon games that were really big for Washington and, like, him taking them on game-winning drives in the first one. He really has a poise to him. Just a coolness that's really intriguing.
He does have a coolness factor to him. What about best decision maker?
We just did.
Most accurate passer. Is this May again?
It's May Daniels Penix. I think it's Penix based off last year's tape. I'm just skeptical to say that because so much of that offense was like quick screens and then deep balls. And Drake May's got a little more like intermediate accuracy on tape. But I think Penix was more consistently accurate, especially downfield on tougher throws. And Daniels was quite accurate as well at those kinds of throws. So, yeah, you've got a nice little selection with those three. Those guys are all pretty damn accurate.
Is this a late? Why do I get some Zach Wilson vibes with Drake May? Is that just because he's the second quarterback ranked? Yeah. He's white. He's from a lesser known school than some of these other guys.
I think so. I think people are thrown off, but I think people are a little like Mitch Trubisky scarred with the UNC quarterback.
He does look like Trubisky
as well.
Too.
Yeah, I think there's
looks like Trubisky.
A bit of a quiet personality. Yeah, like maybe he wasn't, you know, on the big game of the week every single Saturday, so you didn't see him as much. Yeah. I get that.
Okay.
I think if he was in a class of his own, we would be hyping Drake May up like crazy.
Like the Andrew Luck comp would be mainstream.
100%.
Yeah. If Caleb Williams just went back
kind of overshadowed him, yeah.
Yeah.
And Daniels.
Best runner.
That's Jaden Daniels.
Easy.
Dude, he had moments this season where I was like, oh my God, he looks like Michael Vick.
Mm.
He was just so athletic and fast. And I mean, Bo Nix would rate pretty highly as well. But Daniels to me is just like best running quarterback since Lamar Jackson.
I got a prediction for the combine.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels comes out, runs like a 4.5, and is immediately the number two quarterback.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see some workouts getting him hyped up. It's going to be really interesting what comes with this offseason.
All right, last one of this section. Best football IQ. Smartest quarterback.
Yeah. I think it's May or Penix. I think I'm going to give it to May because he's a little bit more pro ready in how he's reading defenses and stuff.
That makes sense.
And again, I'll give him the edge on a per age basis.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
See, I told you though, May checks off a lot of boxes. Like he came
You're
out
trying
as a
to talk
top
me
contender
into Drake
for
May.
A lot
I
of those
feel
guys.
It. You're trying to talk me in.
You didn't know. You don't know much about him. I'm just letting you know. You know, I'm just telling you, Harrison.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, I want to finish up with some other superlatives here.
Love it.
Which of these QBs would you most want to grab a beer with?
Oh, man. It's... Oh, shit. Look, it's a tricky question, Harrison. Like, I think Penix or even Bo Nix are probably the more fun hang.
Yeah. Well, my other one here
Caleb
I've got...
Caleb Williams, the one whose brain I want to tap into the most, though, right?
So you and this quarterback, you sit down over a beer.
Yeah.
You're just diving right into the film. Right. You're talking X's and O's right off the bat.
Yes. It's like the hour brunch I had with Austin Eckler once where I was just like hammering him on Scout. Yeah.
Wow, you kept them for an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote the definitive film room on him after that, so that was good. Damn.
Well, my superlative that went with this is QB that you would most like to have a full night out with, And I was thinking, like, Caleb Williams, you get the L.A. nightlife experience, probably meet some celebrities. Yeah. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, you know, you're in SEC territory. You're in East Coast territory. You know, a little small town, college town feel.
It's true. Drake May and I could have some fun on Chapel Hill, maybe watch a little UNC hoops.
That's more my style these days, I feel like. Right, like Jaden Daniels at LSU, so I could get down in Baton Rouge.
Man. I wouldn't come. Louisiana might be too much for me. Those might be too much, yeah. My people.
Michael Penix, Bo Nix, it's going to be too cold for me in Washington, Oregon.
Fair enough. Right, so I gotta think this through. Who do I want my beer guy to be, and who do I want my going out at night guy to be?
Yeah.
I think I want it all, and I want the night out with Caleb Williams, Harrison.
You
want
to go LA nightlife?
That's right. I think it's,
you want to meet some celebrities.
It's not the kind of guy I am once in my life.
Maybe
I'm up
courtside to a Laker game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, I want to see the LA high rise he's living in, the whole shebang. He can treat me to a $20 smoothie, the whole thing, you know.
Which of these quarterbacks would you want to be stuck on a road trip with? If you had to be in a car with one of these guys and just talk football. This I think is where you're talking football perspective comes into play. If you were just stuck on a road trip in a car with Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, or Bo Nix.
I think I'm going Penix.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a little older.
A lot to talk about. Yeah, he's got a good perspective.
There's a lot to uncover. Long career.
Multiple schools.
Right, multiple schools. What was Indiana like? Is Indiana hoops really that crazy? Mm. Where's Ty Freifogel, his star wide receiver at Indiana? And then we do the whole Washington thing. What's Seattle like? Kalen DeBoer, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Your wide receivers. Yeah, lots to unpack with him, definitely.
Who would you want your daughter to marry? I'm just kidding.
Best candidate for that? I'm not sure.
I'm kidding. Andre, thanks for coming on, man, and breaking down these quarterback prospects.
Appreciate you.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed you dropping some knowledge for sure. Guys, give Andre a follow. He's on Twitter.
Do it up.
@ Andre
Simone.
AndreSimone. Give him a follow there.
Nailed it.
He does a little bit of everything here at DNVR.
That's right.
And guys, thanks for listening. If you're watching, throw us a quick thumbs up. If you're listening, leave us a quick review. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then. We all silly like the mayor.